Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Meal Deals Podcast. Today, I'm with,
your boy, Eric.
And unfortunately, Victoria is not here due to the fact that she is sick, but she is not my type of sick. So, you know.
It's kind of funny. Like, last week, I did a podcast episode with Victoria, and it's because you were sick, Raphael, and now I'm doing a podcast with you because Victoria's sick.
Yeah.
So if this trend continues, I might be sick next week. So that's going to be kind of funny.
But oh, no. I think we all need to come together for our very last podcast for the year.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll try to get one last episode in for a trio episode.
Yeah.
And talk about what we look forward in the future.
Yeah, exactly. And what you guys should be expecting in the 2020 year.
So today's podcast episode topic is the 1% rule, and
but before we get to that, it's just what's been going on the winter break? How is going on for you?
Oh, winter breaks are fine. Actually, I think so my winter break's like 3 weeks. Is yours about the same? When do you come back?
I think it's more. I come back at the 13th. You come back the 6th.
Wow. I come back on the 6th of January. So yeah. It's 3 weeks long. In the first week, I was like gung-ho on like productivity, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna get this stuff done, which I am. I'm still a little productive every day, but after the first week I kind of like toned down like my intensity and just like relaxed.
I mean that's the point of winter break, you know. A lot of people have been, especially what you've been telling me about the course you've been going through in Drexel, I think you definitely deserve a break. I think people in Drexel, I don't even go to Drexel, but like I think people in Drexel also deserve a break, especially the fact of how hard the course is. I wish I could have done a lot more, but again, as you guys know, I had suffered through a stomach virus, and then after that, I got a cold. I didn't even have a break to feel better before I had a cold. So it was all like the gradient from feeling good to getting a stomach virus, and then like getting a cold, and then now I feel much better, fortunately. You know, as I get a little bit better, and that's our topic for today, a 1% rule, which is surprisingly not everyone knows about it. I didn't even know about it until you told me about it, and then before I watched a Thomas Frank video on it, which I definitely recommend you guys to talk about. What is the 1% rule, Eric?
Okay, here we go. It's not as complicated. The 1% rule is basically, you kind of think of it in the mentality where when you tackle a goal of yours, you kind of tackle with small sub goals of that goal. So say if I want to get really good at the guitar, then you would take your time and not beat yourself up and do like 1% every day of like, okay, I just want to get 1% better at this one thing, and don't really rush yourself and thinking like, oh, I want to be 100% good at this one thing in one day, where in reality it's not going to happen. And you don't want to kind of have that mindset where you want to get real, you think that you're going to get really, really good results just from one day or 1 week of practice.
Yeah.
Whereas you should have this mentality that you just say, okay, I might not get everything done, I might not get the results I ultimately want, but at least I'm moving towards that goal. So 1% every day. So think of it as like, oh, just 1% better every day. It can't be, it won't, you cannot, what's the word? You can't, you could use it for a goal, but you could use it just in life in general. Mm-hmm. You could just say, oh, I just want to be 1% better. I made my bed after I woke up, or I was on time. That's like 1% better from yesterday where I was late.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and a lot of people tend to, when they want to start something or start their progress, a lot of people want to start big. They want to start like tackling so hard to the point, you know, they want to tackle everything, or they tried to tackle everything at once, and then the next day they started to become tired, and that's when it was to a point where they don't feel like they're making progress. And that's the point of doing the 1% rule. It's just that a lot of people, so it can make you feel like you're making some sort of progress, you know, and by doing that, you can also make a whole, like, just a list, you know, what you need to do, and then like make your own schedule and a list of what you should do, just little by little, by every day, you know, because once you start, you know, once you, because the thing is, you already written on paper, and once you cross that out, you already, like, that already shows that you're making progress.
Yeah.
And, like, and by that, it's just, like, that's, and once you keep doing that, like, every single day, that's when it shows that you're doing 1% better, you know, mm-hmm. And you have evidence right in front of you, you know, which is a whole tracking list, a whole to-do list of an everyday schedule. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, is that regardless if it's one goal, one, like, a progress of, like, one goal or a progress of five goals completed, either way, you're still making progress. You're mm-hmm. still making 1% towards that goal. And I don't, if I could recall correctly in the Thomas Frank's video of the 1% rule, he was mentioning how when we don't think of one to 1% rule, we think that we're going to get extraordinary results. We compare our results to the person that had, like, many years of practice.
Yeah.
And after that one day, we kind of feel kind of discouraged and, like, we won't be able to move towards that goal.
Yeah.
I think the best example I could think of is, like, when I look up to a lot of comic book artists or artists that I look up to, and they practice at least 10 years in that craft, and I'm like, oh, well, I start drawing for one day, I'm just like, it's nothing like it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not making progress at all. But in reality, you are making progress. You're just comparing yourself and beating yourself up too harshly, mm-hmm. because everyone starts from somewhere, and you shouldn't compare your results to someone that progress, that practice more than you.
Yeah.
So you just have to be patient. Honestly, the one patient rule, I said one patient rule, the 1% rule stems from being patient.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's true, because it's just something that also, the 1% rule is something that happens behind the scenes that no one really too much look at, especially when we look up to, like you said, to a lot of famous comic book artists or even celebrities or, like, any sort of, like, artists, of singers or actors. Like, they didn't just went up and they just, like, had lucky. They I'm pretty sure, like, they have worked very hard, like, through their lives. They had to go through some certain point of getting 1% better every day. You know, we never really get to see that. You know, that's when we, or at least I think, we tend to think, like, oh, well, you know, if he can do just, like, one big hit, I can do that too. You know, which I'm not, you know, I think it's very rare to just get that one big hit. I don't know where you become famous or become a master at once some certain things. The one that I can, one good example that I can really think of is Udemy, which is, like, I don't know if you guys know what Udemy is, which is, by the way, we're not sponsored, of course. But
if you can, sponsor us, Udemy.
Yes. For Udemy, it's basically, like, you know, you just have a small course with just, like, a low amount of money that you can pay for, mostly, like, $16. And then sometimes they even have a deal of, like, $5 or $10. But every course, like, they track you, like, your courses by, like, percentages. And, like, is it like, you know, obviously, since you're doing 1% better every day, you can just, like, go to a course and just, like, look at, like, one video course, and you just get 1% better, and, like, every single day, until you reach into 100%. That's when you already know enough, or probably, again, maybe be somewhat of a master, or, yeah, like, basically become a master of that certain skill that you can apply to whatever you're trying to apply for.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a perfect example you brought up, is that Udemy, the way it tracks, like you said, the progress is once you complete one lesson, it's like, oh, you're 1% towards that finishing the course. And it's like, finish another one, it's like 2%, 3%. So every time you finish a lesson, it shows that, like, hey, you're making progress. So to me, you got to put that mentality forth in life. It's like, oh, a 1%. At least I'm 1% more in progress and towards what I want and my goals. And I think of it as, like, I think of, like, a video game, like MMORPG.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, any RPG.
Give me one level.
You level higher. Up. It's like, oh, okay. I leveled up and I'm going to put my skill points into a certain stat. I'm just like, okay, because I'm making progress and then I'm getting more experience. I think And if in an amusing way, like whatever way you want to think of it, I think it's entertaining for me to kind of put myself in a video game. In life, it's just like, oh, well, I want my, this sounds so corny, but I want my health to be restored. I'm going to sleep and all that. Or I want to.
Oh, yeah. My health definitely got restored in the past week. Oh, so
let me tell you about my winter break. My sleep schedule. Okay. For college, my sleep schedule was so sporadic. So it was like on and off. It's like, okay, I'm sleeping at like 10. But next day I'm sleeping at like 3 a.m. But I got to wake up at like 9 a.m. Or like I'm taking naps. I'm skipping classes. What? Responsibly skip. I don't know if that's
something. I don't think those two should go together. But
hey, in my book, it does. Together. But anyway, but winter break, my sleep schedule was like pretty late. I would sleep at like, I'm not gonna lie, I sleep at midnight, 1 a.m., and then I wake up at like, because I don't have any classes.
Exactly. So like, there's nothing really to worry about the next day. So like the I don't know, like I don't know what you do like at the, during midnight, but like
I just watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah, same. Or like I tend to like call my friends and like we have like the whole like 3 hours conversation.
You actually call like Michaela?
And, like, well, not Michaela, but like really, so some of like, my other friends, Jason, things like that. Yeah.
I think Jason is awake at that time too.
Yeah, he barely sleeps. Right. Yeah, like, but like, you know, we're not rare. You know, a lot of people tend to sleep during midnight, especially college students. You know, like how much like they wish for having winter break after college. You know, like first, like especially for our first time being like, you know, like being our first semester and the first term. You know, we tend to like sleep very late and then like, or like get like fucked up our sleep schedules. And then when the winter break comes, that's when we're like, oh my God, I can sleep however hours I want. I don't care. You know, I will stay up night, you know, like do what I always wanted to do. And it's like also like, again, the same thing that we always have done, which is probably watch Netflix, YouTube, or do something productive, but like improve our art skills, improve our coding skills, improve our mechanics skills, whatever, what we do. You know,
yeah. Speaking of Netflix, I use Raphael's Netflix.
Hey, don't chill. Don't expose me. Stop. One of my family members hearing this. Why are you exposing me like that?
Okay, I take that back. I'm using Kevin's Netflix.
Yeah, you're using Kevin's Netflix. But,
you got all defensive when I mentioned your Netflix. But anyway, I was using quote unquote Kevin's Netflix.
Yes.
And I came across, so I'm a big zombie fan, and I came across this zombie show called Kingdom. It was the first original Netflix original Korean drama, and it's a Korean drama about zombies, and it takes place in the
I cannot stress Korean how much Kingdom like history. Eric loves zombies.
Yo, I love zombies. I don't want zombies happening in real life, but I love zombies.
Like, no, cause, you know, you're saying that actually kind of it made me question, because like, you'll always be talking about, yeah, so what happens if like apocalypse happens? I will do this, I'll do that. Like, you have a whole plan ahead of you.
I would think about it, but to be honest, I'd probably get bit pretty fast. Like, right?
Facts.
Because, like, what's it called? I remember back at Kappa, I don't know if you remember, but back at Kappa, our conversations were like, well, how would you survive a zombie apocalypse? Were you there?
Yeah.
Because I remember Min was talking to us, and he was like, why would you pick a car? You can't drive a car though. I'm like, I can't drive a car yet. So now I have a driver's license. Even though that doesn't matter in a zombie apocalypse, yeah, like nobody's going to check my certification, but I know how to drive now. So I could use a car. As long as I don't need to parallel park, I could be fine. You know? But, and like, same thing, I can't use a gun. Like, I don't know how to use a gun, but I could use a machete. Like, I could use a baseball bat.
I mean, right? Like you said, it doesn't matter what happens in the apocalypse. You know, might as well just grab whatever is in our hands, or right in front of us.
But
like,
if I had a gun, I wouldn't be able to use it.
Would you?
I mean, I probably wouldn't be good at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, close range. Exactly. Close range. Like, you know, but like, you know, I don't know. You just like,
okay, what would you pick? A gun or a machete? I'll probably pick a machete.
I'll pick a gun. It's longer range. You don't want like.
Yeah, but do you really know how to shoot it?
No, but like, you know, might as well like practice with them, you know.
The zombies, you gotta think, man, because like the I'm not roasting you, but it's just like
you are roasting me.
I am roasting you, but like I don't know, like, to be like, if I'd compare like if if I compare,
hey man, as long as I get 1% better at 1%, shooting, 1% shooting at zombies.
I shot his leg 1% better.
No, you gotta shoot through the brain though.
Yeah, I gotta shoot for the head, but I don't know. I probably won't be able to use a gun that well because like guns are harder than a look compared to like a video.
Oh yeah, no, for right? sure.
Just but if I had machete, like
no, nah, like don't get like, me wrong, machete probably would be like more. More effective than what a gun is, especially depends where you shoot at, you know? Because right. The thing is that I've been also watching videos of people using the gun for the first time, and, like, when they first, like, shot it, they fly back or, like, something hit their head, and, like, yeah. Damn, like, who knew the gun could be that powerful, man. You know?
Yeah, but, like, in reality's sake, if zombies were real and there was a machete and a gun in front of me, I'd take both, so, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no duh.
Yeah, because, like, I could, like, if somebody ambushes me, close range, if I could shoot, but, like, I would imagine, but like far away, if I'm trying to aim at something, there's no way I can like shoot at, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I can shoot far away either. Just, you know, it all depends. Yeah. How do we come up to talking about zombies again?
Because I'm a big zombie fan. But
okay, yes.
So Kingdom, it only has 6 episodes. I recommend to anyone who's listening to this should watch it. It's a great series.
I only saw the first episode, but I think it looks good.
I'm biased, so... Obviously, because you're hearing my opinion, but I love it so much that my sister came over for Christmas yesterday,
and you watched it with her.
Yeah, I watched the first episode with
her. Was that the time where you texted me like, "Oh, can I use your Netflix?"
And no, I just use your Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I use
Kevin's Netflix. Yeah,
Kevin's Netflix. Anyway, yeah, I rewatched that episode like 3 times.
No, the thing that I really like about it is that like. Yeah, you told me that it was like not historically accurate, but like it was based on like historical figures or famous historical figures, and then they applied it into it with fiction.
Speaking of that, something
like zombies, which I thought was
the kingdoms are real, like the regions are real, and it's accurate with like the culture, like how they're dressed.
Mm-hmm.
But the clans, I think they just made up the names of those clans for the show. But the way like it's politically formed is accurate, right. I think. And it turns out, when you told me there's like an Asian like legend about zombies, it turns out there is. I forgot all about it. So it's like Asian zombies. They don't call them zombies. They call them like, I mean, it makes they're like the undead, but they are zombies, and they kind of have like this like scroll. On her head, like on her forehead. I don't know if you ever seen it, but in the day, I think they're called Jiangshis. So in the day, they come out and like, I don't know what they do, haunt. I don't know the full details of it, but
I know what you're talking about. Though.
I take that back. At night, they haunt.
Wait, do they have a scroll on their head or or like on their mouth?
On their forehead.
Okay.
Or I don't know. Some
because I heard something about like people that have a scroll on their mouth and like
some variations it could be in their mouth, but yeah. Like, they'll have it on their forehead at night and they'll like haunt people. And the scroll basically makes them become alive again.
Mm-hmm.
But at day, they go back to like, they have to hide in dark places because like the sunlight. It's kind of like vampires basically. Yeah. So it's pretty good. So that is based off of that.
Do they still have that type of structure to this day? Like the political structure?
Oh, like the king? Oh, no.
No.
Like Korea is not. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah, okay, makes sense. Yeah.
So I was like, it's not like
yes,
it's
a, yeah. So
but
we ask stupid questions.
No, no, it's not stupid. Imagine that though; that'd be kind of crazy. But yeah, it's a good show because you don't really see it a lot in like old, like historical situations. Most of the time, when you see zombies, you think you see it in like modern cities.
Actually, there was I just remember it now. There's the Lincoln versus vampires. You ever heard of that?
A Lincoln?
Oh, Abraham Lincoln versus zombies. You ever heard of that?
Thumbnail.
Or was it vampire? I think it was zombies. But yeah, it was like they had a movie, and I haven't seen it, but like I saw it in the Netflix.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch it now.
Yeah, but I mean, like a lot of people say it was so shitty.
Oh damn.
Well, yeah, of course, because like I mean, I don't know.
Imagine though, it's like imagine like Assassin's Creed for zombies. I don't know if I offended Assassin's Creed fans, but imagine that.
I mean, they really had nothing to do together, but like, yeah, he just
because like Assassin's Creed, they like went back and touched like historical,
yeah,
dimensions.
Yeah,
like imagine Assassin's Creed touched a historical dimension, but it had zombies.
He's like,
but anyway, I don't want to make this a whole zombies tangent, but I watched a lot of Netflix. Because you guys, you and Victoria always ask me, like, oh, watch this show and everything.
No. We actually watch YouTube videos.
You guys recommend me some Netflix shows.
Like what?
BoJack Horseman.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What else?
I only was thinking about the group chat.
I remember there's some videos in the group chat. Oh, yeah, YouTube counts. But there were some videos in group chat about Netflix. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch it. But I never do. So I watch my own stuff.
Yeah.
I'm kind of lazy. I'm not going to lie. But... yeah, so Netflix and YouTube was a lot. So I watch a lot Netflix and YouTube at night.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why we came down here, this rabbit hole of zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the discussion. But
yeah,
in the end, I don't think I will survive a zombie apocalypse because I think I told Victoria this. Like,
It all depends on how the zombies are, though. You know?
But just in general.
Like, they can walk slowly or they can run.
Just in general, like, famine-wise, like, I want to survive. Like, I get so hungry. Unless I adapt. I either adapt to it or I die. I starve to death.
That's true.
Because I eat a lot.
Yeah.
If you guys know me in person, I eat a lot.
That's true. But going
back to the 1%.
Rule. Yeah, going back to that 1%.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's fine. I was looking at the equipment. And now that I noticed that, remember the first episode that we made in July?
Right.
Literally, we only had one mic, and that is a Blue Yeti mic. We only had that. Because the thing is that we have other Blue Yeti mics, and the thing is that we couldn't do two, at the same time. So, the only way we can do it is that we have just one Blue Yeti mic and just one laptop, and we had to hunch over. And we had to be, we don't even be on this table. We'd just be, some table that we had to sit in the corner and, just rely on the laptop and just the mic just to make everything perfect. And now look at us. Now we have this cameras, another camera, two mic. I've been had the camera stand, but we bought another one. So for next year, probably will be much better. Who knows? Yeah, who knows what's going to happen next year? But
yeah, definitely the 1% rule. I now that you mention it, I definitely think about the 1% rule in a podcast. Like when you talked about how we started the podcast, we just had one Blue Yeti mic.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we had two Blue Yeti mics, one for mine, and Victoria bought hers. And Raphael already had his mic, and we were assuming that we could combine all three of the mics together. Yeah. But we found out that you can't connect two Blue Yeti mics, two Blue Yeti microphones into the laptop. And because of that, we kind of came to a stop and we can't use
two at once. So we couldn't find out other ways.
We could have found other ways, but it just made it more tedious and more complicated.
Yeah.
So we just used one Blue Yeti mic and all three of us used it around. And we didn't really have an official studio room, which we currently still don't have right now.
Which actually, go ahead.
Yeah. But so we had to reserve a small transparent, you could see through the room in a public library.
Yeah.
And we had to use that. And record
and as you can already tell, we could be but now we're not using the library because of course it's winter break, the library is closed. And also if you guys haven't noticed that we skipped a video podcast,
I don't think we skipped a video podcast, I just haven't been uploading the videos. I kind of feel that.
So we didn't skip a podcast and not put a video, right?
No.
So yeah, if you guys haven't noticed then the reason why, because we're still trying to figure out about how these how this thing's gonna work out, how we're gonna get how to have our permanent location instead of having a temporary location, how we're gonna use the cameras and things like that. Because the thing is that the camera that we have right now is that we have two type of cameras, which is a DSLR and just a recording camera?
A camcorder.
And the thing is, the camcorder tends to look more iffy than the DSLR. And the DSLR, definitely looks better, but it can only record 30 minutes. So we're trying to figure out how to, trying to make a better quality video, but also a longer video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I agree, Raphael. Right now, where we're setting up our podcast equipment and airing the podcast episode is not official. We're still deciding on how everything's going to work. And honestly, that's going to be until maybe next fall, next winter. but we're still making progress. We're still making episodes. We're still trying to engage with our audience. We're still trying to make plans for the future. And I think that's what the 1% rule is trying to get to, is that we started from one small mic. I still have a photo of like us trying to start the podcast.
Yes.
In your room.
In my room.
In
yes.
your room.
Yeah.
And I have a picture of like the two Blue Yeti mics, your mic.
Yeah.
And the laptop and like Audacity, the program.
Yeah.
And
so just in case you guys are figuring out like how we do these certain things, that's okay. But yeah, you already have a little gist of like how we do stuff around here, you know?
Yeah, and the fact that we came this far with just from one small mic to multiple, like even like
a mixer equipment. Too. Like I never thought I would buy myself a mixer or like ourselves laptop, a mixer.
More camera gear shows that we're already making progress.
Yeah,
and I still think of the 1% rule when we make episodes. Really, I try not to try to think of like, oh, we got to make the next episode better than the last and continue to make that thus far. But
honestly, I think it was just more of like the least natural thing of ours, because like when the very first episode was just like more scripted for the podcast, and now we just have no more natural conversations, and like you know we may have not tackled bullet points that we probably would have wanted. But we still, you know, we're having a conversation right now. And,
yeah,
you know, we're getting slightly better. Yeah, I think we're getting a little better.
We're definitely getting slightly better. But like what we mentioned, we don't want to compare results of one episode to results of another episode too harshly. Because, regardless in reality, that if you think that you're not making any progress, you're just like, oh, I wanted this. This perfect detail, this right here, this right here, this right here, and I'm not gonna lie. Like sometimes we do that because it would take us an hour to set up, and it's like, oh, we gotta think about this lighting, all this harsh lighting, all this flares in the camera. Like, oh, we gotta think of this table setup, and good practice. That's good because we're caring about the podcast, but we can't beat ourselves up if something doesn't go according to plan.
Yeah,
like in this, in our podcast history. And that's definitely a mindset I have with the 1% rule with the podcast. It's just like, well, at least we're always trying to gather together every week and trying to make small progress every time we come back and become more comfortable with the mic, like how we are compared to the first episode.
Yeah.
Like I remember in the first episode, you were like, hi guys, welcome to the Meal Duos podcast, and you're clicking the pen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna lie, I still
fidget.
Yeah,
like,
still fidget.
Like to this, like I think just right I now, I just move like the mic around.
Yeah, and I still speak really fast, or I mispronounce stuff. But it's just the process.
Yeah, it's just the process.
It's just the process. Like especially in the beginning of this episode, it takes a while to warm up to talking about what we want to talk about.
And that's what we were worried about too when we first started making the podcast, which is like how we would like. Are we going to still sound stupid like in the future? Like, are we going to like not improve? Like, that was like our worst like fear, which is like it's not simply not improving at all, and just probably just like in the very worst case scenario, just end the podcast and you know simply because things are not working. But right now, I think it definitely worked pretty well. Actually, much better than we expected too.
Yeah, I definitely try not to be a perfectionist, right? Because like I think about that in my art. Like when I look at my sketchbook. And I'm like, damn, this shit is shitty. But then I look back at my old sketchbooks, I'm like, damn, I got so much better. But it was the same thing I was thinking about from like back then when I was drawing my old sketchbooks. And it's just like, it's just a cycle.
Yeah.
But you have to like trust the cycle and not give up.
Yeah.
Deal. So like, I agree with you. I hope we're not planning to give up the podcast just merely because we don't feel like we're being perfect in every detail we want.
Exactly.
There's plenty of areas we want to improve on, but we want to be humble and just trust the process. I think.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think that's what really the 1% rule is. Like I mentioned, like 10 minutes beforehand, is just be patient and understand what made it better, what could have been better, and just work from there a little bit and repeat the process.
Exactly. And the thing is that we don't have to be too much of a perfectionist about it, because this is the point of a podcast, to create conversation, to create new ideas, to share our ideas, you know, just having just a simple conversation, whatever, you know. We can have disagreements, agreements, we can have a fight, we can not have a fight, you know, things like that. But
hopefully for 2020 we can get a fourth person in and we can even stir even more discussion.
We'll talk more about that on the next episode. Yes. Yeah,
definitely next episode. I'm excited for that because maybe that could be our second last. We don't know how many podcast episodes we could fit in before.
Year's going to end next week on Tuesday.
This is our second last podcast, and we need one more last podcast episode and talk about 2020. I'm really excited about that. But just going back to the 1% rule, I think that's super important. And if you already have been thinking about that and you might not have heard the term,
but I think you guys should start that off with your 2020.
Yeah, 1% rule. I think we kind of talked about in our resolutions podcast episodes, like start small. It's kind of like we always talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just like, for me, when you're kind of like into self-development and you want to like be ambitious, in the mindset and the mentality you have, is kind of, you kind of already have it. Like, it's an intuition, like it's a natural thing. But hearing that from like a term, like someone made up, it's like, oh, they call it this. I never knew they call it this. Like, I've always been doing this type
thing. Yeah.
But it's kind of cool to kind of see that. Like, you could refer back to that term. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you always been doing it. Like, I remember in the resolutions video, you were talking about, oh, I've been new about, like, most of the things about the tips and advice about setting a goal. But it's kind of cool seeing it, like, someone trying to make it into, like, a model.
Yeah.
Like, somebody, like, termed everything. And, like, oh, you got to have habits and everything.
Yeah. So, like, this is, I don't like to call this homework because fuck homework. Well, like, while I recommend you guys to do these certain things in your 2020, which is, of course, to make a schedule. Like, just like Jordan Peterson said, you gotta think, make a damn schedule. You know,
a damn schedule.
Do what you want to do. You know, as long as it's also not a bad thing too. But you know, do what you want to do that will also benefit you in the future. You know, start something small, and then you know, you keep doing those things, but you get 1% better, you know? Don't expect to finish something in just 1 month. Probably finish something in a year, depending on what you want to do, you know? Write down your schedule, write down your to-do list for every day, or every week, or however your schedule look like. You know, it's all you. That's why I mean what you can do whatever you want, you know? You can modify your schedule, modify how you can improve your 1%, goal, you know. I think it will definitely benefit a lot of people. I think it'll help a lot of people.
I agree
100%.
I say that all the time. I agree 100%. I think my word count, my phrase is I agree 100%. Victoria's word count, Victoria's phrase is hyperbolic. I don't know about you, Raphael.
I just say random stuff. So
yeah,
you just say random stuff. Right now we have we can't have hope. And
when you make art, you're basically God. Which is kind of funny. I saw a YouTube video. This is like so funny to me because like when you said it, I was like, bro, that's crazy. But when I watch a YouTube video of like a famous author, he was like, you're basically God.
I was like, that's true though. I bet Emmanuel agrees with this too. When I heard it,
I was like, yo, you crazy. But when I heard a famous author say it, I was like, that's deep.
Am I wrong though? Am I wrong?
No, but it's just funny because hearing it from a different person, like based on just because I know
exactly you, based on the status, you know,
it's like imagine like some crack addict in the sidewalks. he's like saying some random like shit. He's like, there's aliens, and you're like, bro, like I don't.
Have you seen Chicken Little? The sky is falling. Yeah, the sky is falling.
But
you know?
Then you hear like, I don't know, like. Like the government or something, or like Elon Musk, he's like
some credible person.
Elon Musk is like, this guy is actually falling. I'm be like, oh shit, like this guy is falling. And a crack addict is like,
the crackers is right.
Hey, I joke to you,
that ass.
Yeah, but how do we get here? Oh yeah, because you're basically God.
Oh yeah, exactly. No, but yeah, exactly. Like you know, it's just like you can make anything. You literally can make anything. You can create your own person.
When you create your own world.
Do that ass. You know. And also even sculptures, you know, like which actually talking a little bit about sculptures. I was like, I don't know if you like noticed this, but every Christmas, don't you see like a small like Christmas village and things like that? And then, like, they have, like, small choo-choo train going around.
Like, in, like...
Like giant
when
figures.
When I think of Christmas?
Like, decorate... Like, when they... Yeah, like, yeah, I don't yeah, know. Yeah. Someone build, like, a whole small town. Have you never seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, you just, like... It's literally like that. You know, you basically got... Because, like, you know, you created that. You created a whole town, you know? But, you, all right, not going too deep into that, but, like...
Thanks for putting it out there.
Yeah, you know, but, yeah, I'm just saying. I like it. I don't know if you've seen it, but, you know. Mm. I fuck with it.
I see your point.
I see what you're saying, but I don't honestly.
No, because Raphael has this meme where, like, sometimes people don't clearly understand him, but they kind of get what he's trying to talk about.
Some people be like, I get what you're saying.
I get what you're saying, but I don't really know. But besides that, 1% rule, winter break, a lot of Netflix, a lot of YouTube. We played board games, actually. Last Saturday, we played board games. And speaking of zombies, we played a zombie board game.
Yes.
Yeah, I am a big fan of zombies. It's called Dead of Winter.
Which is actually a good board game. I have to admit.
I recommend for if you guys are hardcore board gamers.
Well, not even that. It's just like, well, yeah, like, it's a little too hard to get into because, like, there's, like, a lot of rules applied to it. But if you don't mind that, then I definitely recommend, even if we're just friends chilling each other, just, like,
yeah,
trying to do
I don't want to sound like
it's not like Dungeons & Dragons where you guys are like, I am Ralph the Elf, you know? It's just these, like, I will, I don't know, from slay Ralph some, yeah, slay some fucking dragons. But
that sounds cool, though, to me.
It does. Yeah, but like, to you. But, like, well, what about other people, you know? People may not be into that.
What I'm saying is that, like, Dead of Winter, like when I think, I don't want to be elitist, right? But like the casual board game player is like, oh, Monopoly, Connect Four.
Oh,
let's play Uno, guys. I mean, Uno's tough, boy. But if you get deep into like the board games, there's like board games like Settlers of Catan, Dead of Winter.
Dead of Winter, like, it's like, it finds a way to ruin your friendship, especially the fact that, like, you
know. That's the most exciting
one. Like, I'm not getting too much into a rule, but, like, I'm just going to tell you that, like, there's, like, the point of the game, like, if you, like, there's, like, regular players, and then there's a betrayer.
It's like Mafia. Have you ever played the party game Mafia?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a group game where you close your eyes, and you have to find out who that hidden person is killing. Basically, there's in Mafia, there's like a person who's appointed as a role mafia, and your goal is to kill everyone without getting caught. So you have to find out who's the mafia. So there's a lot of like mind play and like competition. So it's kind of like that for like Dead of Winter.
Especially like, you know, like me and Eric are like best friends, and then we like when he turns out to be a fucking mafia and just like murk me, and then like, I don't know, he just, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, we played board games, Netflix, YouTube. But.
You know, I mean,
kind of talked a good amount on the 1% rule, but we didn't want to overkill on the 1% rule. I think when you hear about it, it makes sense. It's like, oh, 1% rule, 1% better, 1% every day. Just kind of like shift towards that mindset and don't beat yourself up too
bad. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I do beat myself up sometimes, but always try to remind yourself of like, oh, wait, Eric, like, calm down, like, think about the time, think about like a week, a year past, like how much progress you made, and that's good enough. You should pat yourself on the back. So thank you guys for listening to this podcast. This has been a wild podcast. We've been trying to experiment with this format. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yep.
And if you guys want to, if you're a boomer and you want to send us a message,
hey, you too,
email us at virtualmealdeals@gmail.com for you boomers out there.
Is that anyone can email us? What are you shitting on the floor?
Because last episode, Victoria and I were talking about boomers and Gen Z. I don't know how that came across, but anyway. Or you can message us on Instagram at Official Meal Deals, Twitter, Meal Deals Podcast.
You can hear us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. So
yeah, we're on Apple Podcasts now.
I'll see you guys next episode. See you guys.
See you.